Hello, everybody. I'm Bryce Gastelum, and I am here with
Olivia Baptiste.
And we are here with the wonderful, talented
Joshua Khan. Hello, everyone.
And we are so excited to have him here. He is the writer of Shadow Magic. Okay, now we're going to be giving you a few questions if you could answer them in best as possible, Mr. Khan.
Go for it.
Wonderful. Question number one, what gives you inspiration to write? Do you have a special strategy or ritual you use to get into a writing mood?
There's no such thing as a writing mood. It's basically me getting the children out of the house as quickly as possible and then trying to get as much writing done before they come back and I have to start sorting out supper. So I do have an overall target. When I'm writing the first draft of a book, I try and write 20,000 words per month. And so that is typically 1,000 words a day, Monday to Friday. So it's fairly structured routine, but I've been doing it long enough that actually that's a fairly comfortable number. So 20,000 words a month is the target, and fitting in other bits of work around that.
Okay, wonderful.
Question number two. If you had one piece of advice for beginning writers, what would it be?
This is the most important advice any writer can give any other person who wants to become a writer. Finish the work. I have lots of friends who are amazing writers, come up with really brilliant ideas, and they'll start something, they'll be really enthusiastic, but then it'll get a little bit more difficult halfway through, and bit by bit they start losing confidence. I think maybe the idea is not good enough, and they'll then start again on another idea. And the same thing will happen. They'll start all enthusiastic, thinking this is brilliant, but then bit by bit they start getting stuck in the middle, perhaps they don't know which way to go, and then they give up on that one. So as far as I'm concerned, if you write the end, if you go from the beginning, you get through the middle, you reach the end, and you type those very two words, you will become you are a writer. But ideas are very easy to come up with. Beginnings are always very exciting. It's those that stick and slog it all the way through to the end are the ones that become writers.
Coming straight from the author, people. Take that. Question number three. Where do you get all of your fantastical ideas from? What inspires you?
I grew up a huge fantasy fan, so Hobbit's my favourite book, and I knew that I was going to write a fantasy story. However, I wanted to put a different spin on things, so it's looking at what's out there, and sometimes you're trying to do the opposite. And in a lot of traditional fantasy, it's the necromancers, the dark sorcerers, that are the villains, but I wanted to make them the heroes of my story. So in a way, it was quite simple, just doing the story, but from the point of view of the bad guys. But it's those little things that end up growing and growing and growing. Once you make that little decision, lots of additional stuff comes out of it. That if my characters are, for example, criminals or dark sorcerers, how do they use their abilities? And how do they use their abilities to do good things, not necessarily evil things? So the first idea was write the story about the traditional bad guys. That was the little spark that Shadow Magic grew out of.
Ooh, very cool. I'm going to hand the mic over to Olivia now.
Question number four. Did you always want to become a writer, or was it just like a happen of events?
I used to be an engineer, and I was an engineer for 20 years. But it was only a little while ago that I realised actually I didn't want to spend my entire adult life doing engineering. I want to try something different. And I really love reading. I really love storytelling. So in a way, it was an experiment. I wrote my first story and I had so much fun writing it, even though it wasn't very good. That didn't really matter. But as I said, I reached the end. I wrote all of it. And then I wrote another one, which is a bit better than the last one. Then I wrote another one, which is a bit better than that one, and bit by bit by bit. But it was actually so much fun writing. I never felt that I was struggling. I never felt that, oh, if this doesn't work, I'm going to give up. I never felt like giving up because I love it so much. So I came into my career as a writer quite late, but I love it. I have fun doing it. No matter how bad the day has been, when I sit down to write a story, all my worries and problems just disappear. You just get so caught up in what you're doing. So I don't think I can stop, really, now that I've started. So I found out about it late, but I'm glad that I did.
So now you know, it's never too late to start.
Awesome. Question number five. Where did you get the idea of Shadow Magic? If so, what inspired you to write Shadow Magic?
Right, one of the things in fantasy is usually the wizards are the ones in the background. So Gandalf, for example, in The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, helps out, but he's not the main hero. I thought I wanted to write a story where the magicians were the central characters. And when you make that decision, you need to start fixing rules. Because part of the problem with magic is you can just say, right, whatever problem they get into, I could just make up some sort of spell for them to get out of it. But with Shadow Magic, there were very strict rules for the types of magic people could use. And it meant that you didn't have easy get-out spells in case the characters got into problems. And one of the other things is the problems using magic generates. It's like any sort of power. It can get abused, it can be twisted, it can get out of control. So with the books that I was writing, it was about how life would be if one had magical powers and how one would actually deal with the day-to-day. But as well as being the dark sorcerers, I wanted to have characters that didn't have magic as a way of getting the readers to be users of reader's viewpoint, and also to show how people that don't have the same background in sorcery can still be great and still be heroic and still be really fundamental to the story.
Wonderful. So there you have it. Is magic really easy and can you get out of everything? No.
Question number six. Why did you use a pen name?
That goes back to my previous answer, because I write a lot. And so 2016, I had two books come out with two different publishers, and so we decided fairly early on that, and two very, very different styles of books as well. So my actual name is Sarwat Chadha, and I've been writing for quite a few years. I'm currently being published by Scholastic, and I was working on their 39 Clues series. And that is modern, it's action-adventure. There's a little bit of a sci-fi element, but then when I was doing Shadow Magic, that's high fantasy, all about sorcery and monsters, we thought actually that would be quite a good separate project and create a pen name for it. And actually it's been really rather cool. Picks up like a big superhero fan. It makes me feel like I have a secret identity. Is it Sarwat? Is it Josh? And yeah, so it helps separate the two series and also helps separate the work that I do from one publisher from the work that I do with another publisher.
Lovely. Do you see yourself in the near future publishing any other genres, not just fantasy, maybe mystery?
Well, Shadow Magic, at the end of the day, is a murder mystery. And this is another thing that a lot of fantasy books are all about, the quests. The heroes go from here to there to somewhere else to defeat this or to find that. And I didn't want to do that with Shadow Magic. Shadow Magic is really a little bit like the old Hercule Poirot stories. A murder has been committed in a single place, and the culprit is one of the guests. And in the same way, that's Shadow Magic. A murder has been committed in Castle Gloom. Lily and Thorne have to find out who the murderer is, and they know it is one of the guests within Castle Gloom. So Shadow Magic is an anti-quest story where basically the characters don't go anywhere at all. And it was really, really, really refreshing doing that because it meant that you had to think a lot harder. You didn't need to. You weren't going to write a typical fantasy book where they're just going on one adventure after another, going from one country to another and defeating trolls one day and then orcs the next. So, yeah, Shadow Magic is a murder mystery, much more in common with things like the Hercule Poirot and the Agatha Christie stories, where a crime has been committed in one place, and it's a case of the heroes finding out who the villain is.
This would be a great book if you like mystery and fantasy too. Genre bending.
How'd you come up with Joshua Khan?
Okay, so my parents came from Pakistan, so I'm of Pakistani descent, and Khan is the most common Pakistani surname, so that was kind of an obvious one, yeah. But Joshua was actually completely by random. We were going to make the announcement in Publishers Marketplace that there was this book deal coming along for Shadow Magic, but we hadn't thought of the name of the writer. And so, I'll be honest, I just met up with a bunch of mates, and we just went round and round the table until somebody came up with a name that worked. And yeah, a friend of mine, Natasha, came up with Joshua and said, "That'll do. Joshua Khan sounds really great. You've got three syllables in the first, one syllable in the second. Kind of sticks together. You can make it Josh, make it a little bit informal." So we went with that.
Very cool. A little bit of his past there. And for one of our last questions, or we can keep going, do you plan to write a third book?
Oh, yes. The third book is Burning Magic, and it will come out April 2018. So I'm about 60% the way through the first draft now, so I'm hoping to finish it probably just before Christmas. But it's great. The first two books, Shadow Magic and Dream Magic, are based in the Kingdom of Darkness. However, I thought for the third book I should take the characters, so we still have Thorn and Lily, but transport them to the Sultanate of Fire, where the Wizards of Flame all come from. And it's been great fun contrasting Lily and Thorn, who come from Northern Kingdoms, to those that live... Really, it's a bit like the Arabian Nights. So I've been a huge fan of that sort of Arabian adventure. So the Sultan of Fire is that sort of exotic desert kingdom where all the sorcerers can command flames, etc., etc. And putting Lily and the Thorn in the middle of another mystery that kicks off there.
The inside scoop. There you have it. Joshua Khan's third book is coming out very soon.
I guess that's it. We're going to wrap it up.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mr. Khan, for joining us. It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, and thank you for the interview. It's been great fun.
This has been Bryce and Olivia. See you later.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.